Number 12. Adirondack Shelter. This three-sided hemlock-sided structure was built here to enhance the walking trail and to illustrate a type of basic lean-to used by exploring pioneers as basic shelter. These structures were later popularized by Adirondack Mountain guides in upstate New York for fishing or hunting parties. Settlers used giant iron pots to make syrup and then smaller ones to stir maple sugar. When explorers, traders, and pioneers arrived in America, native people already had well-established methods for turning sap into sugar. That's why we call the place where syrup is made a sugar house. These Native Americans would have traded items with the settlers, so they too could enjoy having an iron pot. Records from the mid-1700s indicate wide use of sap as a social and medicinal drink. In the colonies, maple sugar was more available and less expensive than the heavily taxed cane sugar coming in from the West Indies, and, unlike cane sugar, maple sugar was not produced with slave labor. Our third president, Thomas Jefferson, thought that if we were to be truly independent of Great Britain, we should produce maple sugar and plant maple trees. Syrup was boiled down to make maple sugar crumb, cakes, or loaves for easy storage. This sugar was traded, bartered, sold, and used year-round in American households. No wonder maple sugar was the main sweetener used in America for nearly 200 years. Annually, pioneers celebrated sugaring off time with sugar-on-snow parties, sugar stirs, and taffy pulls. Hurry Hills celebrates the coming of spring with hot cocoa made with maple sap plus hot dogs, even eggs boiled in sap. Native Americans celebrated the Sugar Month, or Maple Moon, with ceremonies and dancing.